Today's daf is Masechet Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Aleph, and we continue our exciting exploration of what constitutes a Zvicha Ke'en Pnim. And we had some interesting halachas yesterday, in which we distinguish between the nature of something which is the actual Avodah Zarah, and the dinim of the Takrovet Avodah Zarah. Now this was very important in our Merkulis understanding. That's what really characterizes this parak, so that the Merkulis is a strange situation, we'll see more of its strangeness later, in which there are things that are thrown to it, which under normal circumstances is an act of tekrovet. Over here, doesn't really seem to act as tekrovet, or at least there was a machloket yesterday, if you use the avanim for the Merkulis to use them as flagstones, or covering the street, whether that was mutter or not. Now, of course, there are two different levels. There's the level of the Avodah Zarah itself, where bittul is possible, but then there's the level of takrovet, in which once you're a carbon, always a carbon, you can't change the past. And there were those who refused to utilize the streets that were paved with these stones. That's because they held it was takrovet. There were others who, including Benan Shel Kedoshim, so this represented a machloket, even Benan Shel Kedoshim walked on them. And that led us into the question of what constitutes hakrava, and that two separate issues as well. Because hakrava, first of all, there's the isra of hakrava, obviously, and that would be mechayev you. If it's hakravat pnim, even if it isn't the derech of an avodah zarah, which normally is only mechayev a worshiper if he worships it in a way that is appropriate to worship. However, there's a special din that any worship that is the equivalent of what is done inside the Beit HaMikdash, that is considered to be worship, and so that expands the Isser of Takrovet, but it also is a question of whether the Takrovet becomes Usser itself, besides the Isser on the individual who does it. Once something is a Takrovet, as we said, it can never be mut. So we came up with a fascinating Kiddush yesterday in the name of Rav, which is that if an Avodah Zarah is first defined by the nature of its focus on reality, Evad Merkulis somehow or other lives in a Sony, there are other avodah zarahs that you can use wood, so that wood takes the place now of what to us is more complex organisms. Then each milieu of an avodah zarah opens up a new sublevel of what is considered to be ke'en pnim, so that it is possible to shech a piece of wood. How do you shech a piece of wood? You break the makel as if you would break the neck of an animal in front of an avodah zarah that is worshipped with wood, because the entire thing anyway is a strange perversion of reality. Take something which is avodah zarah and to use it for ridiculous purposes. Okay, so if the ridiculous purpose is defined wood to be the equivalent of a living god, so fine, so that if you shech a piece of wood, it's the same joke on it, and it becomes a tekrovet as well. And we had an example of shechita of a makel, but then the question is, why wouldn't just throwing a makel also be tekrovet? And Rav specifically said it is not. And we answered that we need to make a slash with Zrika in order for it to be called Zrika. That Zvicha indeed can make a cut, but you got to make a slash. Now, in an Avodah Zarah, the last case that we had is an Avodah Zarah that lives in a world of bathroom humor. So then you can make a splash by pouring some excrement in front of it, as long as it's loose enough to make a slash. And as we said, it hits the fan.
Hold the roundabout.
And there you go. So that also would be considered to be an act of service. That's how absurd the entire perversion would be. So it's all the world according to Merkulis. So that's where we were up. Says the Gemara, that Kiddush that we said yesterday of Rav, and now we're on the third line of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah, Lema Ketanoi. Let us say that Kiddush of Rav, that there's such a thing as a Zrika, which is Ke'en Pni, but which is shifted in reality in the direction of the perversion of the absurdity of the symbol itself. Maybe that is a Machloket Anaim, because we find that there's a Machloket about Shachat Lachagav. You take now to an Avodah Zarah that lives in the world of insects. All right. So you shecht it now a locust. It is the locust king. You know, there's this beautiful Larson cartoon in which the Far Side, in which you have millions of these little worms, and they're all bowing down this image of a ridiculous worm, and they're all going, "Oba gooba gooba." So this is basically the same thing. They've all entered into the world of the worms. You've entered into the world of the insects. So if you shecht an insect to it.
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies, beautiful. Well, that one is a real, actual. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev, and the Chachamim are potrim. So if Rabbi Yehuda considers shchita of a chagav to be shchita, even though this was not the way to worship it with shchita, the way to worship it was to rub your feet against each other and make a sound, whatever. But here you did a shchita of a chagav. So Rabbi Yehuda was mechayev, apparently because he does hold of the Rav approach, that you can have a perverted form of an aveda that is similar to a shchita of a behemah. And the Chachamim are potrim. Now, apparently, they might be arguing in the following. The Marsover Amrina Kein Zvicha, like Ravot, that there's this new idea. So if you could break a Makel and Bichayev, you could Shech the Chagav and Bichayev. And Marsover Lo Amrina Kein Zvicha. The other man, the Omar, the Chachamim over here say, there's no such thing. It has to be actually Kein Pnim. Shecht an animal, but not Kein Zvicha, something that resembles Shechita. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I mean, it may well be that nobody holds of Rav. In other words, when it comes to throwing a makel, breaking a makel, I mean, that's too much of a stretch. And it may be that even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't buy into that. In Kuleyama, lo aminu Kein Zvicha, that is a remarkable chiddush. I mean, it's a brilliant kind of idea that we shift reality for Avodah Zorah in a way that's equal to the shift of the Avodah Zorah itself. But you can't bring a riot from here, because maybe you need Kein Pnim literally. You know, it's an actual act of shechita. The Shine Chagav, maybe it's uniquely, as opposed to a makel, to be able to take a grasshopper and shecht it. It may well be appropriate to use the word shechita for that, because after all, a grasshopper has a neck which is formed similar to a mammal, and perhaps you really can shecht it. So, oil vitzavaro, domelet savar behima. But, I mean, to take a piece of wood and to say, I'll shecht a piece of wood, by breaking it is just too much of a stretch of the imagination to be called Kein Zvicha. It's not Kein Pnim at all. Omrim Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravu, Omer Rav. Now here, we're going to add, before we spoke about the question of whether you would be chayav or potter in the type of Zrik or Shvira, which was Kein, according to Rav, we didn't talk about the other issue, which is, does the item that you did it become Asur HaKrovet? This particular discussion, which is very parallel to the previous discussion, talks about the Isser on the Chefetz, not only on the Chiev of the person who does it. So it adds a little bit, and that also changes the case a bit to include even an example where you, the Derech of Avodah, would be to throw a seed in front of it, which we didn't have before, and that way it brings out well the difference between the Chiev and the Isser, you see. Because the same halacha that we had before, it was talking about what? If you throw a stick in front of it, you're not Chayev. You could be Chayev if the Derech of the Avodah was throwing in front of it. But that wouldn't mean that the stick would become usher because of takrovet, because it didn't splatter. So it wasn't Kain the takrovet's beneath. So this now really zeroes in more subtly into the issues that are involved. So Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Abarvu, Amar Rav, Avodat Kochavim, Sh'ovdim ota b'makel, even though not through the breaking of a makel, Shova makel b'fanel, you would be chayev, and the makel would be neseret, because it was similar to the zvichas we saw yesterday. But even if the derech was to present it with a makel by throwing a makel to it, zorak makel fanel, you might be chayev, but the makel certainly would not be neser. Would not be neser because it's not takrovet. In order for it to have a shame of takrovet, it would have to be that it was similar to the din of pnim. This is not takrovet, which is me'ein pnim. Even if it's its derech, this is its derech. In other words, the derech defines the iser. The derech doesn't define the state of takrovet. Now we'll see that there is yet another category that we haven't talked about yet, which that is, I mean, we spoke about it in terms of tzipui earlier, where you cover up a mountain with gold. Is the tzipui of an evad asur. That's something else. Those are things that become botol, so to speak, to the avodah zorah. That obviously is noge the mergulis issue as well, because I mean, each stone is an addition to the mergulis. It may be sub-addition, sense of being something on it rather than an actual piece of it, but maybe that would also be awesome. So these are all things we need to explore, and it's interesting, it's only Merkulis that allows us to explore all of these various things, because when you throw a stone on a Merkulis, you're doing really three separate issues, and we need to distinguish between them and see whether one or all, which one would be applicable. We already talked about the question of whether it's considered to be Tekrovis, that would answer this paving stones, whether it's only if it's part of the Avodah Zorah, which wouldn't ask the paving stones. And then there's this third category. category that we'll get to later, does it become something which coats the Avodah Zarah? Then it becomes Hesed v'Zahav Aleihem, Hates v'Eved, and so on, which we're going to discuss later. So there's three separate categories, and each of those categories has its subcategories of Chiev, Isser, Avodah Zarah for a Goy, Avodah Zarah for Yisrael. There's a lot of different din it, but we have three sets of things that we need to discuss. So far, we've only discussed really this two of them. So, continuing now that gate. So there, too, we had the same question that we had yesterday, except yesterday was Abaye who asked Rava. Here was an earlier discussion in which Rava was stymied by this, and Rava was the one who asked Reb Nachman, what really is the difference between breaking a makel, where you call it osra stakrovet, because it's obviously ke'ein zvicha. It's similar to the act of zvicha. But you could say the same thing of zorak makelefanel, which is similar to ke'ein zrika, which is throwing the water, the wine, the blood, and it's all zrika. Or Barley, and there was Reb Nachman that was originally the source of the insight into Rav's statement, that when Rav talks about me'ein, it has to be similar to zrika in the sense that it splatters, makes flesh. So be'ina zrika mishtaberet v'lek. Now that we've reached this, then let's start talking about Merkulis again. And let's take the opposite assumption that we took initially when we read the Mishnah, where we were assuming that each Evan on a Merkulis becomes part of a Merkulis. Let's take a look at it the other way. When you throw an Evan to Merkulis, it doesn't make a slag. Therefore, the Evan itself should not become osur, because we're looking at it now as an act of hakrava. Now, if that's the case, es the Gemara lemiata, avne beit merkulis b'ma ye'aseru. Why then do we make such a fuss about the stones falling off of merkulis? Anyway, they don't make a splash when they land, and therefore they don't become asr. So this was an earlier attempt at interpretation of our Mishnah, and it took the opposite approach, that the Mishnah obviously is assuming that each stone is a takrovet to the merkulis. He began the parak after all of this discussion, in which the Gemara was questioning, since it's part of the Merkulis, is it Ovdim Lishvarim or not Ovdim Lishvarim? You can clearly see why your first reaction would have been, hey, wait a minute, that's not the question. The Merkulis were those first Stonehenge things with the two stones and the stone on top. Everything else was just a takrovet. So this was the initial response, and the question was, so why is Barbet Merkulis us? Which Reb Nachman said, you know, this was a conundrum I didn't understand. I went ahead and asked Rabbi Baravua why it would be that the Avnei Merkulis would be Osir. He didn't know. And Rabbi Baravua went and asked Chia Barav. He didn't know. Chia Barav went to ask Rav. And Rav explained to him, the point over here is not that it's viewed as a takrovet. Rather, it's nasa ki megadel avodat kochavim. As you add stones to the initial small Merkulis, you make it a larger and more powerful idol, and therefore the stones become part of the actual idol. That's the problem with Merkulis. The case of the makel is not added to the idol, so the only issue over there is takrovet. But our parak is discussing a different issue. Says the Gemara, is that so simple? Because, I mean, it works according to one mandioma, yes. And that is, Einichel mandioma, avodat kochavim shalovet kochavim asura miyad. Because what you're saying is, I got my eyes on you, Richie. I got my hammer ready, Richie.
I haven't been using my machine for a while.
And I haven't had a chance to use my hammer for a while. So why don't we just get together on this one? I give you fun, you give me fun. So if the very fact that this stone has made a bigger idol is a reason for it to be osur, and that would be according to Mandioma, that when a goy makes an idol, it becomes osur right away. Okay, now I understand the parak. But how about according to Mandi Amar, who says that it only becomes usher if it is worship, even if an akum made it? So then the additions should be mutter, because where were they worshipped? Tishtere. Dalopalcha? Where did somebody worship it? Oh, my, like, well, you know, no. When I said that each stone becomes an addition to the Avodah Zarah, that's true, but it was not the full story. It is an addition that is added through the act of worship of that which is there. The reason that I'm making this addition is because I'm saying, oh, great and holy pile of stones, I wish to add to you, and thereby add that to your glory. So in adding, I'm also worshiping what's already there. So therefore, each piece is always worshipped by the newest piece. That's the case. Kol echad v'echad naaseit both in avodat kochavim plus a takrovet, what's already there. But if that's the case, Ihachi, the last and latest of the stones, ought to be mutter according to the Mandi Omar, who holds that it's only us who wants its worship. The latest one wasn't worshipped until the new one comes along. So then Ihachi, but right, Miatishtri, why isn't the latest of the stones mutter? Why don't we distinguish in the Mishnah between the Avanim that are found next to it that were the older or the newer? Oh, Marley, what do you mean? Do you know? If you know, please go right ahead and take it and use it as a doorstop. You're welcome to take it. The whole point of the mission is we don't know where this came from. We're thinking it came from. We're certainly not going to be able to analyze which was the latest. So what do you see in the mission exactly that leads you to doubt that? It may very well be true that the latest one, if I really see it falling, I'm allowed to take it. Ravashi says, there's no need to say that. Actually, kol achat v'achat da'aseh takrovet la'atzma v'takrovet l'chavrata. I mean, there's nothing else to do with this other than throwing things at it, throwing the stone at it. So when you throw the stone, the act of throwing the stone works as a takrovet because of the fact that it's an addition to the Avodah Zarah. So Merkulis has a very special type of additional flavor. And therefore, the thing itself is by definition self-worship by becoming part of the Avodah Zarah. It's in that way that the act of worship is worshipful to what is being thrown as well. That's sort of boin ka'achas kind of thing. And therefore, there is no latest addition. The latest addition becomes part and parcel of the act of worship as is part and parcel of the pile of stones, which is so holy. Now, the other question that we have revolves around the third set we haven't yet spoken about, which we're going to get more into as we proceed today, and that is the question of what is there that may be decorative or additive to the idol, even though it isn't really part of it. But before we fully understand that this is a different set, it seems to challenge the assumptions that we have about takrovet. Because as the upcoming Mishnah tells us, if you find things that are not things that are generally brought, that's what we think it means at this point, to the Avodah Zarah, and they're sitting on its head. Now, later on, we're going to start talking about some of the bucket, and I'll turn it on the head, you know. So it's a good place to store your bucket. So that's mutter. Parchilei anavim. However, if you find now clusters of grapes, atarot shel shibolim, and you have these little crowns that kids like to weave with the actual socks of wheat, and they're put over the head, or yenot, you have wines, or oil, or solet, and anything which is called avashikiot seba karev legabe mizbeah. So this is asur. Now we're assuming that the reason that it's asur is because it's me'ein pnim. These are things that are used in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore perhaps we're choshish that some of it was actually poured out in front of the idol and so on. Now, I understand the part about yenot, shmanim, uslatot. I mean, that really is ke'in pnim. It's exactly the way we would bring it in the Beit HaMikdash. We have the shirayim, we have the menachot, maybe these are the shirayim. And, I mean, the way in which we would do it was through Zrika, and indeed if you pour out any of this stuff, makes a splash, even the solet scatters. So that makes a splash, that's Zrika Mishtaber. But I don't get the part about the Parchilei Anavim and the Atarot Shel Shibolim. I mean, where do we find that a cluster of grapes or a little crown that is woven out of intertwined grains, how is that Ke'en Pnim? I mean, it's not Ke'en Pnim. We don't bring that to the Beit HaMikdash, and it certainly does not make a splatter, so it's not Zrika Mishtaberet. So it's Lo Ke'en Pnim, V'lo Ke'en Zrika Mishtaberet. So, I mean, we don't bring these things to the Mizveah. So the Yen, Shmanim, Slatot might actually takrovet in the sense of Kenkim. It might be Zrika, Mishtaber. But what is this? Omar Rava, Amraula. Well, if Kigon Shabbat Sran Mitchilala. a cut, if they were cut for the purpose, then the cutting itself would be actually similar to Zvicha. It would be Shover Makelifa now. You're Shover the grapevine to present it. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn if it's the Batser for that purpose, then it's similar to Bikurim. The Bikurim is brought. It's not on the Mizbeach, but it's a presented to the Mizbeach, so this would be a presentation. Therefore, it would be Ke'impni. Amre Be'abo, Amre Abi Ochana. Minayin Lizover Be'ima Ba'alad Mum. Avodat Kochavim Shu Patur. Now remember that the only way, at least according to most of the Rishonim, certainly Rashi here, the only way that any of Rav's statements work is once we've shifted reality into the milieu of this Avodah Zor. So the din that you can be bringing a carbon to any Avodah Zor in the world, even ones that don't accept carbonot, and be chayev, normally that's true only of a real animal. Can't bring a makel, can't bring a chagav. But when we say only a real animal, we mean only a real animal that you could have brought on the Mizbeach. How about if you would bring an animal that has a mum? Pass me the hammer, please. That has a mum. Could you? You would be chayav on that? No, says Rabbi Yochanan. You would be potter on that. And how do I know that? Shenemar zoveach lelohim yechoram bilti laHashem levado. One who brings now a sacrifice to the gods shall be destroyed, other than to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Which means the contrast of here means that lo asrat Torah ela ke'ein pnim. If it's the type of sacrifice that would be laHashem levado in the Beit Hamikdash, then zover leElohim yechoram. Aviva Rava, I'm not quite sure I understand that. We say that as a mum. Well, what exactly do you mean? Because certainly a goy is allowed to bring an animal as a mum. The dinim of mumim are dinim for Yisrael. So what exactly do you mean? B'mai? Yilema bedokin shebaayim. I mean, ashel of they know achazia legavoa. You're talking about a mum that is not a real insult. Something that is very subtle. There's a cataract in the eye that you need a doctor to see. I mean, that's not the kind of thing that affects a Ben Noach. Ben Noach is allowed to bring that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, why wouldn't that be Bilti LaShem Levado? So he can bring it, I mean, not Mamash in the Beit HaMikdash, but it's certainly brought on a Boma. So why in the world would he be Potter if he brings that to an Avodah Zarah? To bring it. L'Avodat Kochavim B'boy, I mean, he could certainly bring that to an Avodah Zarah and be chayef, no? So what we really mean is something that is prohibited for a goy to bring, and that is a behema which is b'chusar eiver. It's actually missing a limb in an obvious way, and that is not kosher to be brought l'Hashem levado, even by a goy, and therefore that would be potter if brought to an Avodah Zarah where the derech is not to be ovid in that fashion. That was the point that I was making. And this is based on Rabbi Elazar. The Omer Rabbi Elazar. Minayin l'machusar eiver shu asur leben Noach. How do we know that a ben Noach cannot bring an animal to Hashem, which is b'chusar eiver? We learn it out from the story of Noach, which of course is a ben Noach. And it's the only record that we have of the type of animals that were brought by a ben Noach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to bring these extra animals of these seven. And they were the ones that were Tahorim. And afterwards we find that Noach was Makri Korbanot on them. And there were certain requirements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned over there. And he told Noach, Mikol HaChai, Mikol Basar, Shnayim Mikol. Now when you say Mikol Basar, I mean, obviously it's Mikol HaChai. What is that supposed to mean? Must be Amrat Torah Ave Behema Shechayin Roshayevarim Shela. Bring only animals where you can see its full chiyut expressed in all of its organs. This is because God was essentially intimating that there were going to be korbanos that would be brought from the other ones, and they needed to be kosher. Wait a second, that's not the purpose of that pasuk. That pasuk, Mikol HaChai Miboyle, Lemeute Trefot. That comes to tell me that you need something that is fully viable, and that comes to tell me that Noach couldn't bring Trefot to the Teva. No. I know that from Lach Yod Zera. You see, it's something that can reproduce. A Trefa doesn't reproduce. Well, now that's not true according to anybody, everybody. I mean, Enichalamad Yomar, Trefa Eni Yoledet. That's all very nice if you subscribe to the shita that a trefa does not reproduce. But according to Man Yoma, that a trefa is yoledet. So then the fact that it says lach yotzera is not going to be mamayet trefa. So you would still need mikolachai to be mamayet trefa. So ma'ikalamema. Well, there's another point of a trefa, you see. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noah to bring this kolachai itach el hateva, correct? Lachayot itach. Now that means that these, I mean, obviously they're together with you if they're coming into the teva. If it's saying to be with you, it means they need to be similar to you. In the same way that you are a whole organic chai, these animals too must be entirely chai. And therefore, Noah already not being a trefa means the animals are not a trefa. That means, therefore, that this comes to me, that the roshei evorim are chai, so that if it has, let's say, a piece of its ear cut off, even though obviously it doesn't affect it in any serious way, nonetheless, it's not suitable for a korban. Trefa? Trefa is an animal that has one of the 70 trefot. Sometimes you can tell, and sometimes you can tell only by the way that it acts. But obviously, we can't tell all 70, but we could certainly tell if it has a cut through the tzomet hagidim, if there's a hole through the esophagus. But there's many ways to see it. But you won't be able to know every last thing until after shechita. But you do your best. We do drink milk, even though you're not allowed to drink trefa milk. No. What have you forgotten? Your chulin. We're getting there. Hold on. We're going to be going through Elu Trefot very soon. Okay. Says the Gemara, but wait. I mean, how do we know that Noach wasn't a trefa? You know, I mean, he's a pretty old guy at this time. Maybe he was a trefa. The Dilma Noach Gufe Trefa Haya. Well, I mean, it says Noach was Ish Tamim. I mean, if he's Tam, he's not Trefa. Tamim Ktiv. That just means he's Tamim in the way in which he acts. You know, it's a good, whole person. Maybe that's Bidrachav. But it already says Tzadik. I mean, so we know that. Tzadik Ktiv. No, because you can be Tamim in your Midot, which are your Drachim, and a Tzadik in the way you act. Those are two different things. I mean, so he does all of them Sheva Mitzvahs, or whatever it is. It was Tzadik B'Masav. No, come off it. What do you mean Noach was a Trefa? So in other words, if Noach is a trefa, the Torah is saying only bring animals like you that are trefas. That's crazy. I mean, it's got to be saying something when it says itach. The very fact that it's limiting the nature of the animals that it can bring, that they must have a standard. What is that standard? That they be like you. Obviously, it can't be saying the standard is that they should all be trefas. So, So what is the Torah saying? Itach. You can only bring animals that are trefas. But chas v'shalom shalemim lo tayo. Don't bring fully viable animals to the teva. I mean, does that make sense? Obviously, the point of the pasuk is to tell me that they have to be fully functional animals in every way. So then why does it say mikolachai? To tell me that they also have to be even roshei evarim that are not important for trefas, also have to be full. So then, wait, now that we have a limud, so why do we need to know lachiyot zera? So before we thought lachiyot zera was the makor of trefas, then we discovered, well, okay, what are you going to do according to Man Yoma, who says that a trefa too could be yolid? So now we already found another makor for trefas. But now that you think about it, so why did it need to say lachiyot zera mamali? Oh, what do you mean? Lachiyot zera comes to tell me that the animals all need to be able to reproduce. Forget about trefas. I mean, what if they're sterile? What if they're post-reproductive age? I mean, that's something else. So, because imita, suppose it only said, bring animals that are similar to you. Would I have concluded that that means necessarily that they need to be there to repopulate the world? Maybe the point is that God has no intentions of repopulating the world, and Noah was saved for his lifetime. And you're saying, so what's the whole point of this ark? I mean, what's an earth without lions and tigers and bears? So he needed to take this along so that he would have an appropriate zoo in the world in which he arrived. But it wasn't meant to continue. Maybe it was litzavta bi'alma, keep him company. Can you imagine living on the earth without elephants? So therefore, he needed to bring along the elephants. But it didn't mean that God had a plan to start repopulating the whole planet. He had enough problems the first time. Maybe that was an afterthought when he was Vayorach and Reach and Nichoach. Maybe it's okay to repopulate. Obviously not. I mean, that was the original bracha. But in any event, certainly from Itach, we don't know that. Zavinu Latzavta Bialma. He just needs some friendly elephants to be with him. In which case, even if the elephant's an old Zakain or a Saris, it would be perfectly okay to bring it up to the Teva. So now we understand we need the entire story. That's
fine.
It would have been more manageable for him. That's right. He ended up without Rosh Hashanah.
Doesn't a Trefa die within a year?
That's why Trefa couldn't be, because it wouldn't have lasted during the Teva.
Okay, so that's how I know a Noach wanted.
You mean,
a
human doesn't have the same thing.
Trefa?
No, Tosfos says the Betz Gaz, the Gemara says, Adam Yeshlo Chiyus, can't bring a Raya or Raya
and
Adam.
The animal dies, Trefa.
Adam Yeshlo Mazla has a whole different level of Chiyus because of his Mazla, so it's loved out. Umrebelazar. Now let's finally get to the Makar. We've been saying that if you worship anything, even something that generally doesn't have such a worship, it's not the Echa Yavdu Aguyim Eile. It's just something that was made pni. So how do we know that would be Chayiv Shemar? Therefore, says the Torah, they shall no longer bring their Zvachim to the demons, Asherim Zonim Achrayim. That cannot be referring to a avodah zarah that's the derech. Imenu inyilat kidarka dechtiv echaya avdu aguyim eilat Elohim. So that we already know. That's a whole different parsha. Be careful. Don't start asking how do they do it, and then say v'esech hengamani, and then you're going to be in big trouble. This is not Ech yavdu aguyim eilat Elohim. Nonetheless, lo yizbechot etzivchem le'siri. So therefore, tneu inyan le'shalo kedarka, to tell me that we'd be chayev even on a completely alien way of worshipping them, namely by bringing them to korbanot, you'd still be chayev. So let us first, because we're going to go and be dorish this entire parsha, let us examine the parsha in Acharimot. Of course, Acharimot, the main point is to describe the difference between things brought b'fnim and things brought b'naim l'fnim and things brought b'chutz, and it's the perfect example because it has in it the Seira Mishtalayach, and then it has the Seira Nase b'fnim, and then it has the Seira Musafim, which represent the three levels of Hakrava. And so, lo and behold, exactly where you'd expect to find it, if you are aware of what the Parsha is trying to do, we find in the context of the Avodat Yom HaKippurim, Ish Ish in Vayikra Yud Zayin Posek Gimel, Ish Ish mi Beit Yisrael Asher Yishchat Shor Kesef Reis B'Machane, or Asher Yishchat B'Chutz L'Machane, V'Petach Ol Moed Loi V'Yol Avi Korban LaHashem L'Fei Mishkan Hashem, Guy who does a Shechita, and he doesn't bring it to the Mishkan. Dam Yechashev L'Yishav, Dam Shafach, V'Nichrat HaYishu Mekerav Amo, this guy is kaput. L'Mana Shoyavi U'Bnei Yisrael Atzivcheyem Asherem Zofchim Al Pnei HaSadeh. Weird. So that the animals that would otherwise have been brought on the face of the field, let them instead bring them to the Mishnah. Okay. And then we have, they shall no longer bring their korbanos to the shedim asherim zonim achrayim chukat olam tiela zot lem ledorotam. As Ibn Ezra points out, this is a remes. Is when you get old enough, 33, you'll intend it, which is the number of sukkim to get to the place where it has to bring the sarim shaleach to neged these vichalas seirim. So it furthermore says, seemingly very repetitiously, V'alehem tomar, Ish Ish b'Beit Yisrael, etc., al petach ol moed lo yevienu, v'nichrat ha'ishu me'am. I've already said that. Very repetitious. So we find over here different dinim that all seem to be talking about bringing things outside of the Mishkan. Now we're going to darshan each of these things. So what Rabbi Elazar suggested is v'loyis b'chodat zivcheim l'si'irim is basically an overall iser in bringing a carbon to an avodah zarah, whether or not this is the derech b'ngayvah this avodah. Now asks the Gemara, v'alahachu di'ata, is that indeed the meaning of that pasuk? Amibayle l'kidatanya, we need that for the following brightest drasha. in which the pasuk that we had until now, up till v'lo yizbechu nesirim, ad kan u'medaber b'kachim she'gdisham b'shat isur ha'bamot. You'll notice that we had what appeared to be two parshas that were literally repetitive. One that talks about bringing it in the Mishkan al pnei ha'sadeh, and the other one that says the same thing, yal Mishkan Hashem lo avior. Well, there's a big difference. Up until this point of lo yizbechu nesirim, we're talking about kachim that you completely disregarded the Beit HaMikdash and the Mishkan, as the case may be. You were Magdish HaKorban at the time of the Isur HaBamot, and you went right ahead and you were Makrivit Peshat Isur HaBamot. And that is referred to in the earlier pasuk. Be'al Petach Olam O'ed Lo Hevi'o V'nichrat HaYishahu. Exactly. So Hare Onesham Amor, we've already explained the Onesh in that opening pasuk. By the way, you never said not to do it. I mean, we don't give onshim unless we tell you not to do it. Where does it say not to do it? The onesh shaman, where is the azara minayin? Oh, the azara is not here. The azara is in Devarim. There it says, yishamer lecha penta le'alotecha b'chol makom. That's fine. We know that there's a yishamer. And the lashon of Yishamer, we've seen many times, Rav Avin Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Rabbi Lo, Avin Amar Rabbi Lo, Kol Makom Shenemar, lashon of Yishamer, or lashon of En, or lashon of Al. Those are the equivalents of saying don't. So it's Eino Ela Belo Taseh. Okay, fine. That ends the first part of the discussion. Now, from this point on, now where it starts, V'lo Yizbechu Od Ritchi. V'lo Yizbechu Od. That's good. As I say, that's about one bite. Let's do a little better than that. You can't. You can't even get up to 64.
It's slow model. Oh, we're working on those, you know.
But we'll ram you some more RAM if you like to. So ad kan mikan ve'elavim. At this point on, we're talking about a different problem of bringing it bachutz. Here it's talking about kachim that you were magdish b'shat heter abamot. Now there were many heter abamot. So you had the time of Novi Givon before the coming to Shiloh, which asr the bamot again, or the period during the midbar in which you wouldn't have an iser. And so you went ahead and offered God a gift. Now you didn't get around to bringing the gift until they went ahead and they built the center. So the Mishkan was built. Okay. The Mishkan was built. Now you're going to have to bring it in the Mishkan. But you don't. You're Makavit Peshat Isur HaBamot. And how do I know that there is a punishment for that? Shenemar Leman Asher Lo Asher Yaviu B'nei Yisrael Etzivchem Asher Heim Zovchim Apnei HaSadeh. The point of this pasuk is to say it is indeed the norm and was indeed perfectly acceptable until this morning to bring these zvachim the way they used to. Shitarti lecha kvar, the zvachim that I said to you were okay. Those two need to be brought el petach ha'amoed. And now I call them al pnei hasadeh. That's not a very nice way of referring to nice karbanos that are being brought. Ah, but it teaches you from this point on al pnei hasadeh malamit shekol azover bebama b'shat isur abamot. Despite the fact that the korban was ugdash b'shat heter abamot, you might as well be going and bringing it for some garbage al pnei hasadeh. Ma'ale alav akatuv kilu zover al pnei hasadeh, and it is not mitigated by the fact that initially your intent was perfectly kosher. At this point, it's no good. Then continues the pasuk. Veheviyum lashem. Instead, now this is mitzvah tase. Where is there an iser? Because the iser that we had before, avishamer lecha pentala olotecha, that's talking about being magdish and makriv b'shat isur abamot. How do we know that you're over on the lav b'shat, the hegdish was b'shat heter abamot, and you're only doing the akrava b'shat isur abamot? That is the pasuk of a loy. Because Rebbe Lezer said, Lo Yizbechod Et Zivcheyem is there to tell me that you're going to be over a blanket Isser of Zvichat Avodah Zarah, even where it's not the Derech Lov Zabakah. So now we've got a contradiction. We need it for this. Well, let's finish first the Braita. Talmud Lomar, Lo Yizbechod Et Zivcheyem. You might think, if that's the case, that the Torah now includes the korbanos that are brought on Abama where they were Mugdash B'Shat Heter Abamot, in the Chiyuv Karet that is mentioned mentioned in the opening of this parsha. So Yochayu Kane Anush Karet Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the pasuk makes it very clear. Lo Yesh Bechu Odet Zivayem Lesiirim Chukat Olam Tiezot Lahem. What do you mean Tiezot Lahem? Chukat Olam Ladoratechem. It's sufficient. Tiezot Lahem comes to tell me Zot Lahem Velo Acheret Lahem. Only this new iser of the essay and the lotase of Lo Yesh Bechu Odet Zivayem Ikrivum LaHashem, but no isur karet. The isur karet was only said where the hekdesh was b'shat isur abamot and the hakrava was b'shat isur abamot. So now, how did Rebbe Elazar go ahead and use this on Amud Aleph to teach me that there's a blanket isur for any avodah zarah, even shelo kederach avodata, to be makriv? Huh? Tell me that. Fox, go ahead. Tell me that. Ah, exactly.
I'm waiting to hear.
You're waiting. You're on the edge of your seat. No. This is what I was waiting for. Omar Rava, because there's two different issues. Kribe, Velo Yizbechu. And there's the Velo Yizbechu Ode. Now, I don't need the Lo Yizbechu Ode. That is two different things. So now, this is indeed an ode to Akrava of any type of carbon. So I have two completely different issues over here. Don't do it. And don't add doing it. So we have now two Isurim, one to talk about the Isur of Hukdash B'Shat Heter Abamot, the other to tell me Zivcheyem L'Seirim to Avodah Zarah. And I know that our president has also been waiting and practicing for many hours, and he is now ready.
Stop the commissioner.
Oh, it's overwhelming.
Stop the commissioner.
Matzah. Beroshom Ma'ot. So now we get into the third category that we talk about, and that is the things that were found that were noy to the Avodah Zarah. Until now we spoke about part of the Avodah Zarah, Takarova to the Avodah Zarah. Now we talk about noy of the Avodah Zarah, which further complicates the Merkulis issue. Now we've only talked about the first two in terms of the Merkulis, paving stones, the difference that it would be if it was Takarova versus because no bittul for Takarova. Let's talk about now the other questions. Matzah Beroshom Ma'ot. Ksut. Okay, Lee. Now Rashi views this as being a direct continuation of Merkulis. It's a little bit strange because a Merkulis doesn't have a head. But if you use your imagination, it could have the top stone.
Yeah.
So it's got rocks in its brain. But anyway, the Rambam doesn't bring this in the context of Merkulis. Because, I mean, it's much more logical to bring it just as a general statement about Avodah Zarah that do have heads. But the truth is that, of course, it's meant to be part of the flow of our issue about Merkulis, so it would equally confuse the question about Merkulis, that the Rambam is denying that there be a Rosh of Merkulis and that this is unsuitable. It really doesn't matter if it's on its head or it's on its nipples. I mean, it's all the same issue.
So,
English.
Is that a specific idol? Or they have copy, each one of his own Merkulis, or is that only one?
Oh, it's a very stylistic kind of idol. You know, the Stonehenge approach? Merkulis is a Stonehenge. In miniature. Two stones on the bottom, one stone on the top. Not exactly a tourist attraction, but make it bigger, and you have to make some money too, which the next mission will talk about. So now suppose you found on its head money, or clothing, or different kind of containers. So then those things are mutter, because they're not viewed as being things that have beautified the idol. On the other hand, as we saw earlier, Parchilei Anavim, Atarocha Shibanim, Shibolim, Yenot, Shmatim, Esvatot, V'kol Davar Shekiyotzei Bakarava Gavim Mizbeah. Now there, we're confusing the issue of Hakrava with Noi. We're going to get into this in the Gemara. Those things would be us, and we've already discussed how those things would be Me'ein, the Hakravas meat. So first of all, where does this come from? That we would asser things that would be noy, but not asser things that wouldn't be noy. There's a contradiction in the pasuk. Take a look. One pasuk stresses, "Vatiru et shikutzehem ved gilulehem." Eitz for Evan, and then it says Kesef Vazadav. Kesef Vazadav is very pretty, but Eitz for Evan sounds sort of cheap. So Eitz for Evan Asher Imahem. The other pasuk is careful only to discuss nice looking things. The other pasuk says Lo Tachmot Kesef Vazadav Aleihem, and conspicuously leaves out the Eitz for Evan. Now, one of them says Aleihem, and one of them says Imahem. So Imahem would mean something nearby, And Aleihem would mean on top of them. So, no, what it seems to be saying is that only something beautiful, Kesef is Ahav, Aleihem would be awesome. So what we have to therefore conclude is that we've been given two examples in which one actually exemplifies the other two. Okay, Imahem Dumya da Aleihem. We may have expanded Eitz Ve'Even, where we're talking about Imahem, but surely it's illogical to say, and the Gemara is going to end up saying this later, surely it's illogical to say that we're going to be more machmer on something that's nearby than we are on something that's actually placed on top. So it's more likely that if the things that are placed on top of it need to be beautiful, and only then do we view it as being us or part of the Avodah Zarah, then the two, even the things on top of it, would not be considered to be usr unless they are decorative. But if they're not decorative, so then we wouldn't have to be choshesh that they're part of the Avodah Zarah. So as we, al imayam dubya da aleihem, just like aleihem, you only mentioned kesev is a hav, which is a dover shal noy asur, but she'eno shal noy is mutar, so to the imahem would have to be some, I mean, yes, eitz ve'even, but pretty. So it's not the material that counts, it's the beauty that counts. V'she'eno shanoi, but if it wasn't pretty, it would be mut. But why not, maybe it's just the opposite. Ema aleihem dumya de imahem. If imahem is anything which is imahem, then aleihem, even eitz ve'even, so then aleihem would be kosher aleihem. So then that's silly, because imkein lo yomar aleihem. But you wouldn't have to say it at all. So therefore, the only way that it adds up as being indicative of some new limud is the way I just explained it. Wait a minute. But if that's the case, I mean, money, isn't money decorative? People wear money on a necklace. I mean, why can't money be decorative? So why would the Mishnah say money? Asks the Gemara, so ma'ot? Why isn't ma'ot a dover shal noy? Amid of Rabbiana, it means a wallet with money. There's nothing pretty about that. It's a kis, kashur, v'tabuy lobo tzavaro. So he's using it to hang his wallet on. Well, what about ksut? Ksut is pretty. I mean, a nice talit on mercury, you know. So dover shal noyu? No, amid of Rabbiana, it means somebody folded up his talit and left it on its head. That's the point. Ksut mekupalit ubenu achat lo aroshal. Oh, I mean, but a kli, a vessel can be something pretty, a nice Becher or something, no. Davar shel noyu. Amra papa, the Mishnah is talking about that you took your bucket and put it upside down over its head for storage. So schifalei mashkilta resha, obviously not a particularly beautiful act. Amra vasi barchia. Kosher lifnim min hakilkalim. Now, kilkalim is a perversion on purpose, because we always pervert when we come to Avodah Zarah. We pervert their name, we pervert the discussion of anything that they do to make it seem humorous. If we're talking about a me'ein beit hamikdash, where there were kilaim, then let us talk about a kilkalim, which is similar to it, but which means also it up, when it comes to the equivalent thing to Avodah Zarah. So here they have their curtains in front of the idol, and certain things you could be makriv, lifnai, v'lifnim, and other things bachutz, and then there's, you have to distinguish between beautiful things and non-beautiful things, and that's the difference between the imahem and the aleihem, and therefore we would say as follows. Anything that is inside the curtain, now that, apparently, is being brought as an offering. So then, even if it's eno shel noy, like Mayim v'melach is usher, because Mayim v'melach are brought to them as bad. And we have to assume that because they're behind the curtains, that was the whole idea, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That's the concept of, you know, you always try to make it look important, but so the Mayim v'melach would be usher, but chutz l'kul kolin, then only a davar shel noy is considered to be usher, because that's the imahem, because if it's outside of the curtain, it isn't being brought as takrovet, it's just there in order to decorate the idol in itself, and therefore it would have to be beautiful in order for it to be usher. She'eno shonoi mutar. That's what we would have to say. Obviously, this means even if it's not avodat habakat, as Tosis points out. I mean, otherwise, even a chamber pot, if you bring it to Pahor, may be very tasty, and therefore that would be a korban. Sorry? Speak.
Same things in the Mishnah? This is not all Rosho, but the same thing?
Type of thing, yeah. It's just the assumption. Here it's telling us what we can assume. Okay, this is how Rashi understands the story over here, is that there's no takrovat chutz to kilkolin, and therefore therefore only Dover Shomer is Osir because of the new Isser of Lo Takmot Kesev Zav Aleihem, not because of the Takrovet. Tosus doesn't really like that very much. And Tosus learns that a Bifnim is, the difference is Osir even though it's not Noi, and Chutz Lekil Kolim is also because of Takrovet. That even a Takrovet She'eno Shel Noi would be Mutar because it's not the Derech. Because otherwise he's got problems with the Gemara that's coming up, we'll see, when it comes to Pa'or, where it comes to Merkulis, where obviously they don't have a very developed aesthetic sense when it comes to that particular Avodah Zarah. Omer of Yosi Bar Chanina, we have a Kabbalah, Naktinan, that when it comes to Pa'or and Merkulis, there is no difference whether it's in front or behind of the Kilkolim. Because the only issue of the Kilkolim was whether we need to be careful about whether it's beautiful or not. But Pa'or and Merkulis, Kulis couldn't care less about aesthetics. I mean, throwing stones or going to the bathroom in front of it, my God. So that can't be the issue. Okay, you say there's no Kilkolim, Lomai. Are you saying that Ilana Philip Bivnim Kachutstami Vishari? That it's mutter, even though it's inside because it's ugly? I mean, that's crazy. Hashtapuri Mifarin Kameh. I mean, if you're supposed to rub your anus in its face, you certainly Mayim Umela, you wouldn't be mocked for it. Ela Afilu Chutz Kibivnim. Contrary. It doesn't have to be pretty even mibachutz, and therefore it would be us, or we would not make this distinction. Tosis points out, well, it's talking about over here, Krovet, talking about the Imahem. He says, we'd be Yevlamela, Maimamela. Okay, I think perhaps we've gone on long enough. It's been a complex and exciting daf, and we'll start Bezrat Hashem from the Mishnah tomorrow. And now let us do our quick review. Lema ketanoi. Shachat lachagav, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Chachom, Potter, my love, Baka Biflagi. Mar Savar, Rina Kein Zvicha. Umar Lo, Savar Lo, Rina Kein Zvicha. Nes Bidavka Kein Pnim? No. Kuli Yama Lo, Rina Kein Zvicha. Ela Kein Pnim Be'inan, perhaps. And the Makel is out of line. It's just the Chagav, maybe, is just enough. Because Shani Chagav, Hovet Savaro, Domelet Savar Be'ima. Omrem Nachman, Omer Rabba Barav, Omer Rabba Dat Kochavim Shov Dimota B'Makel, Shavar Makel B'Fanei HaChayav, we said, but also Neseret, Zorak Makel B'Fanei HaChayav, I suppose what we said yesterday, here it's Avodah Tabikah, but even so, in a Neseret. The only Rebel of Nachman Mashda, Shavar Davila Ke'in Zvicha, why isn't Zorak Nabi Ke'in Zvicha? Omer Le, because B'in Zvicha, Mishtaberet V'Leka, you know what? The truth is after the Digashavi. Shaltiel Rabba Baravua. Rabba Baravua went next Chia Barav. Chia Barav as Rab. Yomale, it's a whole different issue. It's Nasik Megadel Avodat Kochavim. So he, Nichalaman, the Yomar Avodat Kochavim, Shalovit Kochavim Asrami Yad, would explain how it became us. Laman, Yomar Achte Aved. Why is it all of the addition to Shtari? Tolo Polcha. Because kolachat vechad nasit avodat kochavim, and also itak rovet lachaverta. So, but then at least the yochibat right to be a tishteri. Omalei kisunteret yadatale. Please be my guest. Zil shakle. Ravashi omar, no, that's not true. Kolachat vechad nasit itak rovet latzma as well. Itak rovet lachaverta. Tna matzabro shoksut o maot o kelim harielu mutarim parchile anavim veatarot shibalim. מיינות שמנים וסלטות, וכל דבר שחייצא בו קרב לגבי מזבח אסור. לבישלם מיינות שמנים וסלטות, איקה כאין פנים, ואיקה כאין זריקה משתברת. אלא פרחילי ענבים והתרות ששיבלים, you don't have anything. Where's the כאין פנים? Where's the זריקה משתברת, איקה? אמרו ואמרו לה, כגון שבצרה מכירה לקח, which is the equivalent of משתברת, says Rashi, which is the equivalent of מיין פנים, says the Ran, for ביקורים. Om Rabbi Abba, Om Rabbi Yochan, Minayin, Zavech, Beim, Abalat, Mum. Me Avodat Kochavim, Shupatur, Shem, Zavech, Lelaim, Yechoran, Biltila, Hashem, Levado, Lo Asra, Torah, Lekein, Penim, Havi, Barav, Abaman, Yilayim, Betokin, Shubayin, Hashem, Levinei, Noach, Hazia, Legavoa, Bebam, Adidu, Lavodat Kochavim, Niboy, Elo, Mechusar, Eivir, Krabalozer, Yom Rabbi Elazar, Minayin, Mechusar, Eivir, Shuhasu, Levinei, Noach, שם מכל החי, מכל בשר, שניים מכל, אמרה תורה, הווי בימה שחיים, ראשי עברים שלה, and those will be kosher לזביך afterwards. היי מכל החי, ouch! Mi boile lamute trefa. Trefa? Trefa miliach yod zeranavta. Eni galaman yabu trefa eni yoledet. El alaman yabu trefa yoledet maikala mima. Omakra itach, itach bedomim lach. Maybe Noah Goofy was a trefa. Wow, impossible, it's a stomach. That means tamim bedrachav, that says tzadik. Maybe tamim bedrachav, tzadik b'maasav. Come off it, lo matzitam et Noach gufa trefa havi. Yisak deit of Noach trefa havi, and then what this boils down to is amalei rachmana degavatach ayah, but don't bring any really healthy animals. That's absurd. Shalemim lo ta ayah. Actually, ashtem afkalem alachi zera lomani. Im yitach havi mina letzavta b'yalma. Afil zakein, afil zariz. Kamash v'lanacha yod zera. Amar Rabbi Elazar, minayin l'shochet b'im ala b'kul l'shulcha yav sham v'lo yizbuchu od et zivchei l'sirim. Im eno enyan l'kidar ka, where it's b'feirish ha-parsha, echa yavdu ha-gui me'ila et Elohim, esechein gamani, t'neyu inyan l'sholo kidar ka. But that doesn't come l'ach v'liyata, b'boi l'ekin et tanya. עד כאן הוא מדבר בקודשים שגדירו בשעת איסור הבמות וקריבן בשעת איסור הבמות שהרי עונשן אמור שנובר פתח הומו אלו הביאו עונש שמענו אז הרמיניים תבל אומר פן תעלה עולותיך וקריבן ואומר רבי לוד אמר רבי לוד אמר לוד הוא לא שנוב פן כל מקום שמשמר פן על אינו על עולות הזה ומכאן ואילך הוא מדבר בקודשים שגדישם בשעת היתר הבמות וקריבן בשעת איסור הבמות. שלמר, למען אשר יביאו בני ישראל לצבחי מאשר הם זוכים. Meaning, where the standard was, שיתרתי לך כבר, and על פני השדה teaches me, למען שכל הזווח בבמה בשעת איסור הבמות, even in this case, מה לא עליו הכתוב כאילו הוא זווח על פני השדה? והביאון להשם, that's מצוות עשה. Where's the מצוות? לא תעשה מן הידם על המלא, ולא יסבחו לצבחי מסירים. Which is not what Rebbe Elazar said. יוכל יונש קראת, אבל לא אומר, חוקת עולם תהיה זאת להם, זאת להם, meaning they say, and the Lord תעשה, ולא אחרת להם. אומר רב, there's two issues here, קריבי לא יזבחו, וקריבי ולא עוד. מצא בראשו מאות כסות כלים, הרי למותרים פחילה נביא מטרות שיבלים, ינות שמונים סלטות, וכל דבר שיוצא בו קרב אגב במזבח, אסור. מינו נמילי. אמר בחיר בא יוסף אמר בהושעיה, כתוב אחד אומר, ותראו את שיקוציהם ואת גילוליהם, עץ ואבן, כסף וזהב אשר מהם. כתוב אחד אומר, לא תחמוד כסף וזהב עוני עליהם. אוקיי, צא, אמהם דום ידיע עליהם, just like עליהם, כסף וזהב is a דבר שנוי, and only that is also שאינו שנוי מותר, אף אמהם דבר שנוי אסור, שאינו שנוי מותר, maybe it's the other way around, עליהם דום ידיע אמהם, just like the imahem is even, eights for even, kol mashi imahem, even not shanoi, af alayhem, kol shabash alayhem. Im kein, don't bother talking about it. Lo yemer alayhem. But what about our Mishnah? Isn't ma'ot davar shanoi? Amri Reviyana, it's talking about a wallet that's hanging there. Ksut is a davar shanoi. Amri Reviyana, ksut bekupelet benochet ala rosho. Klu is a davar shanoi. Amr of Papa, not if it's an upside down bucket on its head. Amr of Azibachia, Kosho Lifnim, Minakil Kolin, Afilu Maim, Umelach Asur, Kosho Chutzikil Kolin, only a Dover Shonoy Asur, Sheno Shonoy Mutar. Amr of Yezibachanin and Akhtinan, Ein Kilkalin Lolifaor, Volola Merkulis, Lamai. Ilema Afilu Fnim Kechutstomi Vashori, Ashta Purim Farina, Kame, Mayam Elach Lomekavinle. Ela filo chutzki befnim damam ve'aser.